Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Really grateful for you, for your tenacity in listening to this podcast every day. We are in chapter 29 of Isaiah, making our way through in the New Living Translation, and this is what it says. What sorrow awaits Ariel, the city of David. Year after year you celebrate your feast, yet I will bring disaster upon you, and there will be much weeping and sorrow. For Jerusalem will become what her name Ariel means, an altar covered with blood. I will be your enemy, surrounding Jerusalem and attacking its walls. I will build siege towers and destroy it. Then deep from the earth you will speak. From low in the dust your words will come. Your voice will whisper from the ground like a ghost conjured up from the grave. But suddenly your ruthless enemies will be crushed like the finest of dust. Your many attackers will be driven away like chaff before the wind. Suddenly in an instant, I, the Lord of heaven's armies, will act for you with thunder and earthquake and great noise, with whirlwind and storm and consuming fire. All the nations fighting against Jerusalem will vanish like a dream. Those who are attacking her walls will vanish like a vision in the night. A hungry person dreams of eating but wakes up still hungry. A thirsty person dreams of drinking but is still faint from thirst when morning comes. So it will be with your enemies, with those who attack Mount Zion. Are you amazed and incredulous? Don't you believe it? Then go ahead and be blind. You are stupid, but not from wine. You stagger, but not from liquor. For the Lord has poured out on you a spirit of deep sleep. He has closed the eyes of your prophets and visionaries. All the future events in this vision are like a sealed book to them. When you give it to those who can read, they will say, "We can't read it because it is sealed." When you give it to those who cannot read, they will say, "We don't know how to read." And so the Lord says, "These people say they are mine. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me, and their worship of me is nothing but man-made rules learned by rote. Because of this, I will once again astound these hypocrites with amazing wonders. The wisdom of the wise will pass away, and the intelligence of the intelligent will disappear. What sorrow awaits those who try to hide their plans from the Lord, who do their evil deeds in the dark. The Lord can't see us, they say. He doesn't know what's going on. How foolish can you be? He is the potter, and he is certainly greater than you, the clay. Should the created thing say of the one who made it, 'He didn't make me'? Does a jar ever say, 'The potter who made me is stupid'? Soon, and it will not be very long, the forests of Lebanon will become a fertile field, and the fertile field will yield bountiful crops. In that day, the deaf will hear words read from a book, and the blind will see through the gloom and the darkness. The humble will be filled with fresh joy from the Lord. The poor will rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. The scoffer will be gone. The arrogant will disappear. And those who plot evil will be killed. Those who convict the innocent by their false testimony will disappear. A similar fate awaits those who use trickery to pervert justice and who tell lies to destroy the innocent. That is why the Lord who redeemed Abraham says to the people of Israel, "My people will no longer be ashamed or turn pale with fear, for when they see their many children and all the blessings I have given them, they will recognize the holiness of the Holy One of Jacob. They will stand in awe of the God of Israel. Then the wayward will gain understanding and complainers will accept instruction." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, thank you for your words of warning to the nation of Israel, but also words of warning to us, Lord, that when we chase after other things, not very great things happen. Lord, but we also just thank you so much for acting on our behalf, that just as you defended Jerusalem and the nation of Israel, you defend us. And now we have the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, living within us, defending us and taking care of us, fighting on our behalf. We do not fight against flesh and blood, but we fight the battle belongs in the heavenlies, and we have the Holy Spirit within us to fight on our behalf. Lord, we are grateful that when you walk the earth, you cause the blind to see and you cause the deaf to hear. And people had seen what the kingdom of God is all about. It's about restoration. And this is a foretaste of what will happen in the new heavens and the new earth. So help us to hang on to that foretaste. Sometimes we lose our sense of foretaste, right? And we forget that this is not all there is. And as I've been praying, the theme this month has been eternal perspective. And that's my prayer for all of us today, that we would honor you with our lips, but not like the Israelites with their hearts far from you, our hearts would be near you, Lord, that we would worship you, and that we wouldn't worship you out of rote or man-made rules, but we would worship you because you have rescued us and who you are and how great you are and the amazing wonders that you have done. Lord, thank you that you do see the wicked and you do take note of what people are doing in the world, and that there will be a day when everything will be made right. So I thank you for that today. I pray for my friend who maybe feels the sting of injustice right now. And I pray, Father, that this knowing that justice, perfect justice will come, will be a salve to the wound that they carry today. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. My heart and my prayer is that this podcast would not only empower you to pray yourself, but just that maybe in your weariness and in those times where you don't feel like you can pray, that I can intercede in the gap for you and lift up your needs on your behalf. It's a privilege to do so. I hope you have a great day.